Okay, here's one last Deflategate joke. In Boston today, Patriots fans were pumped up. That's all we'll say. The team took a victory spin through the city's downtown to celebrate a fourth Super Bowl title, this one over the Seattle Seahawks. Fred Bever, of member station WBUR, was there.
Despite the record-breaking snows from two storms that walloped the city and for a while paralyzed roads and public transit, the parade route was clear and crowded. A musket brigade in Minuteman garb led the procession of duck boats and flatbed trucks from the city's Prudential Center across the Boston Marathon finish line and on to City Hall. They carried players, cheerleaders, team owner Robert Kraft with the Lombardi Trophy raised triumphantly over his head. Coach Bill Belichick came through, and wide receiver Julian Edelman stripped to a T-shirt while surfing the top of a truck cab. And quarterback Tom Brady, who earned his fourth Super Bowl ring on Sunday, kept his young son on his lap. Fan Justin Coonan of Duxbury, Massachusetts, seemed particularly blissed out.
Yeah, I'm pretty damn happy.
Is that right?
Yeah, because we waited 10 years to win again, and that's how much it means to the people, that's how much it means to the fans. I was crying when I saw that guy make the reception on the 5-yard line, but then they were stupid enough to throw the ball, and we got the interception, we won the Super Bowl.
Fans traveled here from all the New England states and beyond. Venezuelan native Geraldo Yusti used to live in Boston. He was here in 1996, the year the Patriots lost the Super Bowl to the Green Bay Packers. He says he was so excited by this year's win, he had to be here.
I am. I live in L.A. now, and I came all the way from there to watch the Super Bowl here and come to the parade.
And if there was any taint to the victory in the aftermath of the Deflategate allegations about ball tampering and the Patriots' win over the Indianapolis Colts, you couldn't find a hint of it in the proud streets of Boston. Azeb Hisha and Angelica Lang took the day off to join the joyful chaos. Hisha chalked up the controversy to jealousy.
We have a good football team. We used to have a good basketball team, a good baseball team, and a good hockey team. People are looking for an excuse to bring our city down. That's just it. Best city in the world.
For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Boston.